This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanon's leadership faces growing rage after a massive explosion laid waste to large parts of central Beirut. With security forces firing tear gas at demonstrations overnight, this as international leaders call for reform. French President Emmanuel Macron is promising aid to Lebanon following a visit on Tuesday. Adam Reed reports.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. These emergency aid flights from Italy and Russia touching down in Beirut, carrying medical personnel and supplies less than 2 days after a catastrophic explosion leveled the city's port area and destroyed large sections of the French President Emmanuel Macron also arrived Thursday, promising to help organize international efforts whilst warning Lebanon's authorities that they need to address the corruption within.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Dozens are still missing after Tuesday's explosion that injured 5,000 people and left up to 250,000 homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a COVID-19 vaccine might be ready by this year's election, less than 90 days away. The scientific community, including prominent infectious disease experts such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, however, expects that none of the numerous vaccine candidates now undergoing human trials will be ready until the end of the year or early 2021. Meanwhile, in an interview with VOA, Dr. Fauci says the world will never be able to eradicate the coronavirus that has infected 19 million people globally. For more information, go to voanews.com. In Washington, this is India, the country hardest hit in Asia by the coronavirus pandemic, reports a record daily jump in infections Friday, taking its total number of cases over 2 million. It is the third nation to pass that grim milestone, lagging behind only the United States and Brazil. Experts say the epidemic in India is likely to be months away from hitting its peak, putting more strain on an already overburdened healthcare system. White House officials and Democratic leaders in the U.S. Congress concluded a long negotiating session Thursday, saying they had made progress on several coronavirus aid provisions of legislation, but still have deep disagreements. AP's Mike Gracia reports a deal is not imminent.
Frustration was evident from both sides after 3 hours of negotiations on Capitol Hill failed to produce a breakthrough pandemic relief package Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steven.
A handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Republicans want a trim package.
When they said a skinny proposal, it was anorexic. And it was not to meet the needs of the American people.
The White House says President Trump is prepared to use executive orders to address some elements of the congressional package involving evictions and jobless benefits. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Travelers to New York City can expect to be met by health department workers at entry points and even stopped by officers on bridges because of COVID-19. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
In an effort to keep the coronavirus tamped down in the Big Apple, people coming in from 3 dozen states are being questioned at transportation hubs, like Penn Station. They're required to fill out a form and warned they could be fined as much as $10,000 for failing to quarantine. Joan Zorbo, coming in from Florida, didn't seem to mind.
It's good to wear masks and do what they tell you to do.
The city's sheriff's office plans to pull over drivers at random on city bridges. Meanwhile, the state of Florida, which was stopping drivers on I-95 and mandating quarantines for those from the greater New York area, has lifted that restriction. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump has issued executive orders banning any U.S. transactions with ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok, and Tencent, owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The orders come as the Trump administration says it is stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.